John Jessop.
Right now, though, my guest is on the end of the line. She's a great singer, songwriter. What an entertainer. Her name, you could say it was Dana, but same, pronounced the same way, but spelt the same way, but it is Dana. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, John. Thank you for the introduction.
Hey, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I love the single. We're going to end the interview with the single, Rhythm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tell me about it.
I mean, I've written it through lockdown just about a year ago.
Yes.
And I was feeling this rhythm on my guitar and I just started writing these words. I have no idea really what I've written it. Like, some songs are coming to you as you're like a tube. So I was writing it maybe on my guitar. I don't know. I was like, feeling the rhythm with you.
Yeah.
I'm always writing my songs on my guitar. And I was trying to like create a message that, just letting go, getting into the music, getting into the energy. And that's the message that I'm putting on most of my songs.
Yeah. I mean, while we've been in lockdown, Dana, I mean, you've obviously written an awful lot of songs. So, does that mean that we're going to be enjoying an album very soon?
Yes, yes, yes. There's another single coming up in August. So, very exciting. I'm very excited about the new material. It's a new direction and a new beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I do know your background, and you could tell a fascinating story, couldn't you?
Yes, I mean, I'm coming from quite a fascinating background story. My ancestors used to actually perform through all of Europe before the Second World War.
Yeah.
Before they were envisioned to office. My grandma is a Holocaust survivor, and all of my family from my grandma's side, their name is the Ovitz family.
Yep.
And they were entertainers. They were a group of seven musician actors, which were historically documented as the biggest dwarf family in history. And if we probably know Warwick Davis.
Yeah, no, Warwick Davis. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, he did a documentary on my family, on the Ovitz family. He went to their village and he interviewed the people. Which, if you go, still the mayor has the picture of them in his office, and it's quite a fascinating.
I mean, I've only touched the surface, Dana. There's not. I mean, I'm not being coy here. There's not seven dwarfs, is there? There's ten.
There were 10 brothers and sisters,
yep.
But only 7 of them have been suffered from the dwarfism.
Right, okay, yeah. Wow,
yeah.
I mean, what a story that is, because you you're going through the Second World War. Obviously, you were captivated and horrific things you went through with your family. Were you born in Nazareth?
Yeah, you got out of it my family they opened like the first theater in Haifa. They were doing a lot of shows there. They were really lucky, to get out of that situation.
Yes.
It was against all odds because Auschwitz wasn't a concentration camp. It was a place you don't get out of.
No. No.
Yeah.
No, but on the happier side of things, you got family now. They're all still happy, are they?
Yes, everyone is happy. Everyone is back home. Sometimes they're less happy. It depends on what the situation back
yes.
home.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
But everyone is safe. Thank God.
Am I right in saying again? Ian, I'm not 100% because I had a quick resume of you're not very easy to find. I must say that though, you're not very easy to find on the social media, Dana.
Yes, I know. I'm working on it.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to give you a real big boost and say, no, this is the girl who's on my show. This is her new single, and this is what she's done. But it took us a while to actually go digging a little bit. And you need to be out there, love, on, the Twitters, the Instagrams and the Facebook pages, all about you and your background, what you're doing now. I mean, you got involved with the late Amy Winehouse's guitarist, didn't you?
Yes, Yes, that's the reason I actually moved to London.
That's right, you came to London there.
I started work with him.
You were on a reality TV show, I think I found that out. Was it A Star Is Born or A Star Is Reborn?
Yeah, A Star Is Born. It was back back home in Israel a few years ago. I was also on The Voice.
Yeah, you did The Voice.
People can find me if you like hit Dana L Official, Dana Ellie Official. So you find me, danaelofficial.com is my website, and Dana Ellie Official on Instagram.
Right, okay.
DanaEllie and Official.
Spell that to me again, darling.
DanaEllie.
Daniela.
Official. Yeah. DanaEllie.com, or if you just write it on Instagram, DanaEllieOfficial. You should find me and all the interviews that's coming. There is more in the evening and, yes, different BBC radios.
Wow. It's going to, it sounds like once we're out of lockdown totally, Dana, there's going to be a busy part of the year for you and even busier next year.
I surely hope so, John. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to that because this year, I mean, I miss singing and performing. It's been.
I bet you do, love. I bet you do. So is there like a little mini tour going to be organized for yourself?
Yes, definitely. We're looking at September. There is a couple of dates there. And you can find out everything on their website.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, please. The dates are keep changing. I mean, it was supposed to be coming now.
That's true. Week. Yes.
So, yes.
But when you get this little mini tour together, Dana, I do hope you come to Liverpool and please come and see us.
I cannot wait to come to Liverpool, John. Would be great.
Yeah. Have you been to Liverpool?
Not yet.
Whoa! What are you missing? You're missing so much.
I know. I'd love to come, really. If you invite me over, I'll come.
I'm inviting you. You come over. And, as they say, me and the boys, we'll take you around all the joints that you'd like to go to, like the Beatles Museum, Matthew Street, the Cavern. Wow. You know, we'll take you everywhere. We'll spoil
that
you.
That sounds wicked.
Yeah.
Yes, I would love to come. Well, thanks so much for the invitation.
The invitation's there, my love. Okay?
Yes, bless you. I hope you like the new single.
Well, we're just going to end with that one, Nala. So we're going to end now, and you have a great second part of the year. I'll look forward to hearing from you again. Best of luck with the next single coming out and the album and the little mini tours, and let's hope that you do get up here to see us all.
Oh, bless you. Thanks so much. I'll be looking forward to that.
All right, Dana.
All the best to you. Have a great weekend.
And the same to you. And this is Rhythm. Great song, this. Look after yourself.
Thank you.
Bye.
Enjoy.
Bye.
John Jessop, the music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.